Hello and welcome to Future Rich's Wednesday Instagram Live. It has been quite some time since we've done one of these, but we wanted to jump on Instagram, or I wanted to jump on Instagram to talk a little bit about the coaching program that we're launching. It was supposed to launch in the winter, but then I got sick, so I do apologize for the delay in launching the coaching program. But the concept behind it is we've had a lot of interest in, or from the podcast for listeners, in building out their own career path in financial services. It wasn't something I had really expected to come from the podcast. So I wanted to be able to show other women, specifically women, how they can enter the financial services space, or if they're in the very beginning of their career in financial services, how they can strategically grow their career. When I first started in financial services, I started in institutional finance, and then I moved into retail, and everything I put together is something that I wish someone would have told me instead of figuring it out the hard way. My path to success took about 10 years. I believe I can significantly expedite that process based on what I've learned over the last 10 years building out a book of business that I purchased. So I think one of the things that I hear from some women, or one of the biggest barriers to getting into financial services, is the confidence about getting into it. Like whether or not, you know, I hear a lot, I'm not good at math. You do not need to be good at math. We all have Excel and everybody has a calculator on their phone. So you do not need to be good at math to be good at financial services, whether that's financial advising or financial coaching. You do not need to be good at math. Like, if you're not good at math, that's totally fine. I use a calculator. I do not do math in my head. And if there's a few things you need to do in your head, there's really easy tricks for how to come up with rough numbers that I can show you that you'll be shocked at how easy they are. So that's one of the big things I hear from women, is that they're, you know, maybe not good at math, or they didn't take finance in school, and so therefore they don't think this is a career path for them. It is 100% a career path for anybody who's interested in personal finance. If you are a listener to the podcast, this absolutely can be a career for you. I think the first step is being interested in this field and being interested in personal finance. If you enjoy personal finance, you absolutely can have a career path in this industry. That's, I think, the most important. Everything else can be learned. You can learn how to run a business. You can learn how to grow your own business within a corporation if you choose that path. And you can learn how to start a financial coaching program if that's what you're looking to do. The interest in personal finance is key. And then having the confidence to get started. And I think this program will help with the confidence, because I've outlined everything I think you need to get started, and showing you what the various paths are and how you are successful in each one of those paths. So confidence, you don't have to be good at math. As long as you're interested in personal finance, like, and believe you can do this, which I know if you're interested in personal finance, you can do this. I think this is a wonderful career path for women. And the reason I say women is because we do not have enough women in this industry. The statistics are pretty staggering. I think about 16% of financial planners are women. It varies depending on the study, but it's somewhere between 16 and maybe 20% are women. That's it. So there's a lot of room for a lot more women in here. And I think that women make, I would argue, maybe even make better financial advisors, financial planners than men, because they have more empathy for the other person. And I just think that we bring a different skill set to the table that is very attractive, whether you're the client or customer as a male or female. But I definitely think there needs to be more women advisors. I'll say advisors because I know the statistics on that more than I do for coaches. But I definitely think we need to see more women in this industry. The numbers have gotten a bit better since I joined personal finance 10 years ago, but still significantly underrepresented in the field. And there's a lot of opportunity for women in this space because women control a lot of the financial decisions, and yet there aren't a lot of financial advisors. So if you are a female looking to invest and you want a female financial advisor, there just aren't many of us. So a lot of opportunity in this industry, which is the whole another reason I wanted to put together the coaching program, because I would love to see more women in this industry, especially when there's so much opportunity to be had. And I like to compare it to real estate. I don't know if anyone here watches Selling Sunset, but obviously predominantly female on that show. Not that that show represents the real estate market, but there are a lot more women in real estate than you see in financial services. And I think the reason that a lot of women are drawn towards real estate is because it can offer more flexible hours and unlimited earning potential. And so I just would like to point out that for financial services, it also offers unlimited earning potential and flexible hours. But it is also just like real estate that it is what you make of it. If you're not putting in the hours, you will not have as much success as somebody who's putting in 4 or 5 times the hours. But once again, that's totally up to you. I would say the big difference between real estate and personal finance is that depending on how you build out your personal finance business, it can be recurring revenue unlike real estate, right? Real estate's transactional for the most part. Personal finance, as a financial advisor, you can build out a recurring revenue model. Obviously, it's somewhat market dependent, so it's not going to be exactly the same year to year, but it can be pretty consistent year to year. And you can spend a lot of time upfront building it, and then you can just maintain it, which is really nice. And I think that's what sets this industry apart from the attractiveness of real estate, but still having those same components of flexibility and potentially unlimited income, depending on how hard you want to work and what you're looking to do. So I think there's a lot of positives for getting into personal finance. I've never seen it advertised or promoted as a great field to work in. So I thought I would be the one to do that, especially since we've had listeners reach out to me to ask how to get to where I am in my career. How did I get started? What should they do if they're interested in getting into personal finance? What they need to do in order to switch roles? I've met advisors who have switched from all different industries into being financial advisors. So you do not need to have worked a career in finance to get into this. I honestly really think what you need is you need to be interested in personal finance. And as long as you're interested in personal finance, then this could be a great career path for you, because essentially what you do all day is you work within personal finance. So if you find it interesting about setting budgets and saving for retirement and paying down debt, then you could do that as your day job. And it can be a very rewarding career path when you're helping other people manage their money and having, and you can see the positive impact you're having. You can help people get to retirement. You can see people pay down their debt, pay off their student loans, save for the vacation. So it's a very rewarding career path as well. And I think that's another thing that doesn't always get affiliated with a financial advisor, that it's a very impactful career path when done right. I think we hear a lot of the stories when it's not done right, but it is a very impactful career path when it's done right. And you can form, if you're doing it the right way, you're forming long-term relationships with your customers and clients, and you can have a very positive impact on their financial situation, which I find to be a very rewarding experience. So I will leave it at that. If anyone has any questions about the coaching program, you can DM us. I'll be answering questions all week up until the sign up closes on June 22nd. On the website, www.futurerichpodcast.com, you can find an overview of each of the sessions. There's going to be 5 sessions. They're going to be 1 hour each. There will be a Q&A after each session. There will be a Slack channel for questions between sessions. And we're going to go over the marketplace and the tools needed for the marketplace. We're going to go over finding your niche, why that's important. We're going to go over designations and licensing in detail. There'll be handouts for that just to make sure you fully understand the designations and licensing in this industry, since it can be like alphabet soup here. We are also going to talk about the avenues for entry into the industry. And then how do you choose the best career path for you? Because a financial advisor can, there's many avenues for that. Financial coaching, there's also many avenues for that. So we'll kind of talk about what the various avenues are, and then how do you choose what is going to be most suitable for you and for your goals. And you can find all of this on www.futurerichpodcast.com. We outline the overview and we do an FAQ to see if this is really the right program for you. But to reiterate, this would be for anybody interested in a career, serious about a career change, or if you're in the very beginning of a financial services career and not really sure what your path looks like or how to optimize the most success for yourself, I would say that would be the best fit for this specific program. So happy to answer more questions. If you're listening to this audio, that means that we took it from the Instagram Live and put it up. So the best way to get your questions answered is to send us a DM on Instagram, and I will answer them about the coaching program, which will be launching, as I said, on June 22nd. So thanks for listening, and check out www.futurerichpodcast.com.